Hi there, and welcome to the Quick Podcast, where we share short devotions from God's Word to power you through your day. The Quick Podcast is part of Brine, an online devotional for Christian women. I invite you to visit our website at brinedevotional.com for more resources to strengthen your Christian life. So, I am glad to be back. I took a long break from podcasting, and I can tell you, it feels really good to be back. I love sitting up here early in the morning before the rest of my family is up, with my favorite throw wrapped around me and just sharing whatever the Lord lays on my heart. I like to be comfortable when I'm speaking to you. Sometimes I curl up on the couch or sit on the floor, whatever works. Like, it's a floor day today. Thank you for sticking with me. Thank you for listening, for sharing, and just letting this podcast be a blessing to you. I pray that as you listen, that God will confirm His words in your life with signs and wonders, and all the glory will go to Him. Amen and amen. Today I'm sharing a scripture I read last night. I actually read this to my kids last night. It's about Samson and, of course, Delilah. You'd find them in the Bible, the book of Judges, excuse me, Judges chapter 16 from verses 4 to 22. I mean, you could go ahead and read the whole chapter on your own time. It's actually a very interesting story. But I'll read it to you here from the New Living Translation, NLT. So Judges chapter 16 from verses 4 to 22. I'll read. It says, sometime later, Samson fell in love with a woman named Delilah who lived in the valley of Sorek. The rulers of the Philistines went to her and said, entice Samson to tell you what makes him so strong and how he can be overpowered and tied up securely. Then each of us will give you 1,100 pieces of silver. So Delilah said to Samson, please tell me what makes you so strong and what it would take to tie you up securely. Samson replied, oh, if I were tied up with 7 new bowstrings that have not yet been dried, I would become as weak as anyone else. So the Philistine rulers brought Delilah 7 new bowstrings, and she tied Samson up with them. She had hidden some men in one of the inner rooms of her house, and she cried out, Samson, the Philistines have come to capture you. But Samson snapped the bowstrings as a piece of string snaps when it is burned by fire, so the secret of his strength was not discovered. Afterward, Delilah said to him, you've been making fun of me and telling me lies. Now, please tell me how you can be tied up securely. And Samson replied, if I were tied up with brand new ropes that have never been used, I would become as weak as anyone else. So Delilah took new ropes and tied him up with them. The men were hiding in the inner room as before. And again, Delilah cried out, Samson, the Philistines have come to capture you. But Samson snapped the ropes from his arms as if they were thread. Then Delilah said, you've been making fun of me and telling me lies. Now tell me how you can be tied up securely. And Samson replied, if you were to weave the 7 braids of my hair into the fabric on your loom and tighten it with the loom shuttle, I would become as weak as anyone else. So while he slept, Delilah wove the 7 braids of his hair into the fabric. Then she tightened it with the loom shuttle. Again, she cried out, Samson, the Philistines have come to capture you. But Samson woke up, pulled back the loom shuttle, and yanked his hair away from the loom and the fabric. Then Delilah pouted. How can you tell me I love you when you don't share your secrets with me? You've made fun of me 3 times now, and you still haven't told me what makes you so strong. She tormented him with her nagging day after day until he was sick to death of it. Finally, Samson shared his secret with her. My hair has never been cut, he confessed, for I was dedicated to God as a Nazarite from birth. If my head were shaved, my strength would leave me and I would become as weak as anyone else. Delilah realized he had finally told her the truth. So she sent for the Philistine rulers. Come back one more time, she said, for he has finally told me his secret. So the Philistine rulers returned with the money in their hands. Delilah lulled Samson to sleep with his head in her lap. And then she called in a man to shave off the 7 locks of his hair. In this way, she began to bring him down, and his strength left him. Then she cried out, "Samson, the Philistines have come to capture you." When he woke up, he thought, "I will do as before and shake myself free." But he did not realize the Lord had left him. So the Philistines captured him and gouged out his eyes. They took him to Gaza, where he was bound with bronze chains and forced to grind grain in the prison. But before long, his hair began to grow back. Wow. The first thing my daughter said after we were done reading last night was, "Wow, why was Samson so not smart? Like, this woman is clearly trying to kill you. How could you not know or see this?" But he was in love, you know, and love, well, the wrong kind of love, makes us do foolish things. It was clearly a one-sided love because Madame Delilah did not hesitate to pocket her 1,000 pieces of silver after betraying Samson so terribly. One other person in the Bible took money to betray someone who loved him too. That was Judas, one of the disciples of Jesus. He was paid 30 pieces of silver to betray Jesus. At least we are told that after Jesus was captured, Judas felt so remorseful about what he had done, he killed himself. But there is no account of Madame Delilah's remorse here. She took her payout and was out. That was definitely not love. 3 times she asked Simon about the secret of his strength, and he told her something that was not true. I mean, you've got to applaud her tenacity though. Like, she kept asking and asking and asking, "Tell me the source of your strength, Samson." Verse 16 says, she tormented him with her nagging till he was sick to death of it. And then he told her the truth. I've got so many questions, bro. Like, where were your friends? Like, was no one looking out for you, Samson? Like, where were your prayer partners? Like, I mean, who kept you accountable? Like, were you just strong and powerful and alone? That's just a recipe for disaster, man. But you know, it's easy to judge Samson's choices. Like they say, hindsight is 20/20. After reading this, I have taken some time to search my heart, you know, and I've asked myself, is there anything or anyone that I have allowed into my heart and my life who is just out to destroy me? Have I opened myself up to any habits, any addictions that are out to destroy me, like Delilah was? Emotions are a powerful thing. The fact that I love someone or love something doesn't mean that it is good for me. Emotions are renowned for clouding judgment, you know, clouding your sight and your reasoning. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 23, not everything is good for you. Not everything is beneficial for you. That relationship with Delilah was definitely not good for Samson. The call today is to look closely at our hearts and lives. What dangerous passions could be lurking, waiting to lure us to our destruction, far away from the purposes of God for our lives? They usually start out harmless, you know. My favorite verse in this story is verse 22 that says that before long, his hair began to grow back. For a while, it looked like the enemy had won. Delilah disclosed the secret of Samson's strength to the Philistines. His enemies came and did their worst with it, pretty much. They gouged out his eyes, they took him into captivity, and they mocked him to oblivion. But his hair, which was the source of his strength, began to grow again. As we do some soul searching today, I pray that God opens our eyes to see any dangerous alliances in our lives. No matter how bad and how far gone the situation might be, know that God is able to redeem and to restore. He's able to save to the utmost and recover that which was lost in your life, all for the glory of his name. As I end this today, I pray for you listening to me. I pray that the Lord opens your eyes to see any dangerous Delilahs lurking in your life. I pray that you are surrounded with good and healthy and godly relationships, people who would help keep you accountable as you follow the will of God. And finally, I pray that your hearts will always remain sensitive to the promptings of the Holy Spirit as He leads us in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. I pray this and more in Jesus' name. Amen. Phew. Thank you for listening to me today. I always love to hear from you. So please feel free to email me at briandevotional@gmail.com. If you've got a question or you just want to say hi, I'll read them all. So please email me. And please, if this podcast has blessed you, do like, share, and subscribe. Thank you and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.